And welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly lump of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, brought to you by myself, Nigel, in the studio on my own, just going to be waffling and bringing you tunes. The plan for tonight is pretty much the same as usual, where I'm going to play you a bunch of tunes, some new, some old, and roughly in the middle of the show I'll run down a bunch of information, just interesting stuff you might not know, gigs, clubs, things like that going on, a bit of news. So that's the plan. And I started the show there with the awesomely fun band called The Gothsicles with a track. I think this track's technically called The First Band Ever to Play Resistance Festival, brackets, We're Number One, close brackets, which I think's absolutely fantastic. That band never failed to put a smile on my face, and that particular track's available off the Resistance Music Festival compilation CD. So, all good stuff there. Right, I'm going to just continue with the tunes, I think. Here's a band I've been quite listening to recently. This is Dead When I Found Her.
Together. you need proof. It's gonna be worth it. Where's the proof? It's gonna be worth it. Yeah.
Terra Locost with No Control from their album God Loves the Violence. Now, they are going to be playing Sheffield very soon, just over a week's time, but I will leave that till the next talking section because I'm going to do a rundown of other gigs and clubs. I'll give you that information in that bit. I think if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know about this already because I've witted on about this gig for a few weeks now. And before that, we had the Birthday Massacre with In the Dark from their latest album, Pins and Needles. Now, the latest album, a very good album, and they've actually got a new EP on its way. Now, I think I read recently today that the new EP is going to be called Imaginary Monsters, and it's going to be due out on August the 15th. So we've got, you know, July, August, we've got a month or so to wait for that. But there's going to be three new songs on that, so that's quite nice to have an EP with brand new stuff rather than just singles from the album. And five remixes from artists including Scold, Combi Christ and Assemblage 23. So that's looking like it's going to be a nice little EP to kind of tide us over between albums. Great stuff from them. And before we played the Birthday Massacre, I played Dead When I Found Her with a track called The Proof from their album Harm's Way, which is it's an interesting album. It's still growing on me, so I'm not going to say whether I love it to bits or hate it yet. It's still kind of sinking in a little, so I'll get back to you on that one with my opinion on that. But yeah, Terra Locost and Birthday Massacre, both very solid bands that, well, I just love seeing live as well, so I try and get to see them live when I can. Right, I think today I'm going to go at a slightly different pace, not just play you kind of industrial electronic-y stuff, go for a bit more goth, because I don't regularly include that a lot, but I'm figuring, why the devil not? So here's some Old Children.
Wait till
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Ulterior, the awesome Ulterior, with Sex Cars, Sex War, from Wild in Wildlife, an absolutely stonking track that just builds up all ready for that last minute where it just goes wild. I love that track to bits. Before that, we had Luxury Stranger with a track called Empty Men. Now, this is coming from a forthcoming single of theirs, so that's not out yet, and I'm not quite sure when it will be, but I think soon. They're working on getting that out soon, so keep an eye out if you like Luxury Stranger, because there will be a single from them soon, including that track. And before that, we had O Children with Dead Disco Dancer. Again, another storming band who I just love to bits. Really good kind of, I don't know, there's something about the presence of the band, I think, that just makes it work incredibly well. And of course, Luxury Stranger and O Children will be playing the Deviate Festival in York in a few weeks' time. So more details on that in a few minutes. But first, time to run down, well, I'm going to say it's the news, but it's not really news, it's just kind of things that are going on. We have Carpe Noctem, which is taking a break over the summer, so there isn't going to be a regular Carpe Noctem, the monthly night here in Bradford, for a while. Officially, Howard has said he's going to take a break over the summer and then probably regroup after the university kind of summer break and organise something, but nothing's definite yet. Nothing's like venue or times or dates. Nothing's been put in place or announced yet, so I will let you know that information whenever I hear anything, but for the moment, it's on a break, and it's probably going to come back in a few months' time. That's what we can expect, I think, from Carpe Noctem, so that's good to know that everyone needs a break every now and again, so it's taking a break and regrouping. Talking about taking a break, Black Sheep, the weekly night in Leeds. Well, it was weekly, then it turned to most weeks in Leeds when there wasn't a Flock or a Wendy House, which was a bit hard to keep track of, but I think most people got that. Unfortunately, it's called it a day. It's decided it's had its run. There really wasn't the attendance to keep it going. It was struggling. Some of the nights were incredibly quiet. So rather than letting it die, a slow, horrible death, it's been called a day. Now, this isn't going to rule out the fact that there may be extra one-offs at some point in the future, or something similar may come back, but it's likely not to call itself the same name as Black Sheep, which has been going for many a year. So for the time being, we can just safely assume Black Sheep is over. There may be the odd one-off or something in the future, but don't guarantee it. I went along to the last Black Sheep night last Sunday, and there was a good crowd of people out, but it's one of them things where people come to the last one of something, which I think's, I don't know, it's a shame, because if every Black Sheep was attended, it wasn't a massive attendance, it was like 20 or 30 people, but if they were all like that, then it would have continued. So clearly there's a need or want for it, but there's just not enough of a regular want for it. People aren't coming out every week, or not enough people, which is a shame. But yeah, it does make the last night of everything usually a bit more fun, and you kind of doubt yourself, why am I stopping doing this? Because it's clearly a lot of fun when people turn up, which is a shame. So yes, RIP Black Sheep. I will let you guys know if there's anything similar occurring, like a one-off or a rejuvenation of it at some point in the future, but I imagine nothing will happen, at least for a few months anyway. Similar to Carpe Noctem, the organisers are going to take a break and see how things go. Talking about Deviate Festival a little few minutes ago, Uninvited Guest were one of the big bands on the lineup, and they've unfortunately split up, so they won't be playing Deviate Festival. This is a danger when you've got such a big lineup. Well, I think any gig, there's a chance that bands can split up or have problems of some kind, illness, whatever, and not be able to play your festival. Unfortunately, that's happened with Uninvited Guest. They've decided to call it a day, and they won't be playing Deviate Festival. So I've no idea if there's going to be any new addition to the lineup to replace them. It's quite late days because it's only a couple of weeks away, so I'm not really sure. I will let you know if anything actually gets announced or confirmed, but there's still a lot of good bands playing Deviate Festival. I've actually got a list here of some of them. I know I've given you a bigger list in the past, but there's bands like Gary Newman, Specimen, March Violets, O Children, Chapman Family, Mesh, Robots in Disguise, Grendel, Zigzag Sputnik, Disofluid, Nosferatu, Comore Commando, I think Utah Saints are in that list somewhere. There's just a brilliant mixture of stuff for absolutely all tastes in the kind of dark party world of things. And one band pulling out isn't really the end of end of it all. It will disappoint anyone who was specifically going for that band. But, you know, these things happen. One other thing I think I was going to mention to you this week is, I think it's a bit old. I think it's like an old Six Music video clip, but I discovered on YouTube this week a video clip of Gary Numan performing Our Friends Electric with Little Boots doing some female vocals over it, which I just think is fantastic. Now, this is dead easy to find if you want to go and check it out yourself. It's on YouTube and you just search for Gary Numan, Little Boots, Our Friends Electric, and you'll find it. It's a lovely clip. It's one of them things that I wish I could play to you, but it's just not in the right format, and there's probably some rights issues with it as well. But it's a beautiful thing. If you like Gary Numan, and I think Little Boots is a very strong pop artist. She makes incredibly polished pop music. I love that to bits as well. So the combination of the two, I think, works really well. So if you like either artist, check that out. It's a good little tune if you've got a few minutes to kill and you're sat in front of a computer. Right, I think it's time for some more tunes. Now, I'm pretty sure I've got something lined up here. I'm hoping if I press the correct button, this should be some Aria. You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, and that was the fantastic XRX with Electric Man Quagmired mix by Fosgore. A very entertaining mix of that track. Loads of fun. That's from Update 3.0, their latest album, I believe. And before that, we had Aria with My Device, which is actually the Everything Goes Cold mix, which is available on the bonus disc, on the two-disc version of the album Flicker, which is something I've only just recently picked up. I think if you listen to the Fortnite Goes show, you'll hear me whittering about the fact that I didn't know it existed at all, and it's like a good few years old now. But easily pickable up from many a internet official download service, such as Amazon MP3 or iTunes or something like that, so you can get hold of these extra tracks that you may have missed in the past, which I did, and that is one of the other good tracks on there. I might end up playing two or three off that over the forthcoming weeks. Right, probably time to run down gigs and clubs and stuff going on in the local area over the next couple of weeks or so. So this coming Saturday the 2nd of July, we have the Flock at the library in Leeds, the library pub in Leeds, and it's a live version, like usual. So you get some bands to start with, and then it turns into a club night. So you can either do the bands and the club night, or the bands and go home, or you can do the club night and ignore the bands. It's whatever combination works for you. The bands this time are, it's kind of a showcase night, so each band gets about half an hour. And the bands include this time Action Direct, Big Snakes Mystery Orchestra, and The Marching Men, which I'm led to believe are a Sisters cover band. So if you like the Sisters of Mercy, check that one out. The cost will be £4. The doors are at 7:30 p.m. The first band's at 8, and then it turns into a club night from 10 p.m. onwards. The standard Flock club night, request friendly, bit of everything really. More information can be found at www.sheepish.net/flock. Also on Saturday the 2nd of July is the Revolution second birthday party at the Corporation in Sheffield. This, as I mentioned earlier, has got Terra Lowcost, Surgeon and Straftans playing. The tickets are £10 in advance, so slightly more on the door. The doors are 7 p.m. and to be honest, Terra Lowcost, Surgeon and Straftans, these are three great bands. I've heard Terra Lowcost and Surgeon. I believe this is Terra Lowcost's first appearance in the UK. I played you some earlier in the show. Surgeon, I played on previous shows. Great stuff by them. I think they're based in Scotland or possibly Glasgow area, and they sound great anyway. I'm looking forward to seeing them live. And Straftans, we've seen them before. They're a lot of fun as well. Anyway, more information about that gig can be found at corporation.org.uk. Now, the following weekend, I'm not completely sure about this gig. It's there's very little detail out there. I usually check around on the internet to try and find things out, and it's I just get thrown when people don't really kind of promote massively about Knights Out. So I'll tell you what I know or what I found out, and you can check out the same if you want to get along. Now, this is the Deviation Night, or, well, Deviation and Black Veil Special is happening at the Stereo in York on Saturday, the 9th of July. Or it is, according to a post on blackveilgothic.wordpress.com from about the 18th of May. And this is presumably Deviation in the front room of Stereo in York, Black Veil Special in the back room of York. So that's about all I know, really. I believe it's £4 in and runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. But like I say, I don't know anything about that apart from what I've read online, but that sounds like something to get along to in York. Again, a bit thrown when people don't massively promote stuff. You'd have thought they'd been trying to get people through the door. Maybe they have a trouble with too many people and they're just trying to keep things low-key. Who knows? And as always, on the third Saturday of the month, there will be the Wendy House at Leeds University. Two big rooms, £5 on the door, 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. As always, more information at wendyhouse.org for that one. I think I've run down most of the events now, so I'm going to continue with some tunes. I'm going to change the pace slightly again. I believe I've got some rhombus lined up. Let's have a check. Yes.
Thank you. dance on the impulse. This is how you learn. This is how I'll teach you to be a better man. Shock for a thought. We don't use pennies anymore. You see, it's all between just you and me now. Time to come. We got all the time to come. We have all the time to come. Under the sun. Shake in the intake. This is how you learn. This is how I'll teach you to be a humble man. The clock's in your head. It strikes the hour that you set. See, the dreams look all the same to me now. All the time.
Let it seep throughout, embrace the state. Matthew.
You heard that I Scintilla with Sin from Optics. Before that, we had Edge of Dawn with All the Time from Anything That Gets You Through the Night. And before that, we had Rhombus with Lightning Strikes Twice from Open the Sky, a stormingly strong album from those guys. And I've run out of time like normal, so you have been listening to Dark Simulation. I'll be back in a fortnight's time, and I'm going to leave you tonight with Rotosan's War on Error from Random is Resistance. Cheerio.
Resistance. I repeat, random is resistance.